So, is this her? She doesn't really look like a spy. More like a poor, lost little kitten. I guess it makes sense, doesn't it? What better way to infiltrate my organization than to hide behind a cute face? Take off her blindfold and gag. I want to speak to her. Well, hello. How are you doing up there? Oh, so much hate in those pretty eyes. Tell me, girl, what's your real name? Oh, gritting your teeth at me now. Little kitten thinks she can bite. Are you sure that's how you want to go about this? Because let me explain to you the precarious situation you're in, little girl. You are in my basement, stripped naked, tied up, and spread wide, 6 feet above the ground. Oh, I'm sure the ropes around your thighs, chest, and arms are starting to really dig into your skin by now. They're there to keep you in place, vulnerable and docile, preventing you from any escape or movement. I can only imagine the level of discomfort you must be feeling right now. I'm not sure I could care less, to be honest. You see, that's what nosy little rats get for trying to fuck with my business. Oh, and I can assure you, it can get much, much worse than this. So, given the situation, I think you and I can both agree that it would be in your best interests to answer my questions. Now, before I lose the very little patience I have left, tell me your real name. Okay, if you want to play this game, I can play. I know you've been spying on my organization for months now. Won't even try to deny it, huh? You're brave, I'll give you that. Stupid, but brave. Maybe that's why they sent you. I will admit, you've had a fair amount of success so far. I was wondering why my activities had taken a setback lately. Didn't take me long to figure out there was a mole somewhere, but the question was where to look. It couldn't have been one of my girls. I train them meticulously, and they are loyal to their mistress. It could have been one of my associates. Ugh, criminals, you know? You never know who can really be trusted. But you can, however, trust the fact that they're more interested in money than anything else. And since I'm the one who takes care of their interest, it would be pretty stupid on their behalf to try and take me down. So, who else could it have been? The only one left was the person who had nothing to gain here, but that was still around enough to get information and consequently share that information with the other parties. And that was you. the girl who brought the mail in and out. You and your police friends were checking out the content in the letters, weren't you? Oh, I don't need you to confirm it. I already know. But I can't help but wonder why. Why risk your life to do something that could potentially put you in a great deal of danger? Still no answer, huh? I wouldn't expect this to be easy, of course. But don't say I didn't give you a choice. Let me grab... Yes, these! Do you know what these are? These are called electrodes. They connect your body to this little machine over here. A machine that's used to generate electricity. And guess what? Thanks to these little fellas, electricity goes directly from here, the machine, to your body. Isn't that amazing? When I turn this on, you will start to have seizures. The pain and discomfort will be unbearable. So much so that you will feel like every hair on your body is peeling off of your skin. Oh, is that fear that I see in those pretty eyes now? Oh, you should have known that this was bigger than you. That I am bigger than you. A kitten who tries to go against a tiger has no chance of survival. Haven't they taught you that? Well, you're about to find out exactly how dangerous it is, little kitten. Because putting yourself against me was the biggest mistake of your miserable life. Oh, I just love the sound of those screams. But this was just a taste. I can go higher than this and longer. Do you want to see? Oh, I really like this game. Do you? Do you still want to play with me, kitten? Because I can go all day long. Well, if you want me to stop, you'd better start talking. Or I'll keep going until every cell in your body is completely fried. Your sister... What does my sister mean? Speak up. Oh. So your sister is one of my girls? Which one is she? Tell me who she is, or I'll turn this thing on again. Oh, I see. It is a matter of love, then, of course. So that's why the police... Let me guess. They told you they could help you take down this whole circus once and for all. But I bet they asked you something in return, didn't they? Typical of them, they couldn't be bothered unless you were the one who had to do their dirty work. And so they would only help you if you were willing to put your life at risk and be their little puppet. I wasn't born yesterday, sweetie. I know how things work. But I still don't understand. You could have gone directly to your sister and convinced her to run away. Run away from the evil lady who kept her enslaved and forced her to become a prostitute. Instead of getting into this mess. That would have been a much safer choice, don't you think? Oh, you did. And what did she say? Of course she turned you down. Oh, kitten. You're greatly mistaken if you think she's here against her will. You see, I don't enslave anybody. I give them an opportunity. And only smart girls who see the potential make the right choice. Girls like your sister. She really has opened up and blossomed into a gorgeous flower. She would never leave because she knows what's best for her. Oh, little kitten, does it make you angry when I speak about your sister this way? I can see it in your eyes. It makes the blood boil inside your veins whenever I say these things about her, doesn't it? But it's the truth. She's one of the best I've got. I think she was meant to become one of us all along. And here she found her true self, just like many others. Clearly, you haven't snooped around enough to understand what really goes on around here. Every girl who decides to join me makes a conscious decision to take their future into their own hands. They're able to make a great living. For some of them, it's the best thing that could ever happen. As opposed to what? As opposed to being out there. Out there in a world that more often than not makes them feel small, pathetic, insignificant, worthless. Inside these walls, they can be someone. They can mean something. And most importantly, they have a purpose. And that is the very core of a human life. You take that from them and you rip away their entire existence. So you understand now how foolish it is of you to try to take down this organization. How much of a waste of time and effort that is. When keeping it running would mean giving these girls a chance. And that is why I need to protect it at all cost from anything and anyone. As much as I admire your courage, I cannot forgive the fact that you tried to sabotage us. You alone cost me a great deal of money. A great deal of money. Something that is very precious to me. So I guess it's only fair that I take something precious from you. But what could you possibly give me in return? What could you possibly give me to make up for the huge debt that you caused? Perhaps you could join your sister and work for me. Yes, I did say that. And it's true. I never force anyone to do this. but I could always make an exception for you. You're special after all, kitten. Not only are you a dirty little thief, but you're as pretty as your sister. Maybe more. And we get customers from all sorts of places. They have different tastes and desires, but none of them care. None of them care where the girl comes from, whether she is willing to be there or not. The only thing they care about is whether she's got holes to fill. Actually, that's not true. Some of them prefer a feisty one. Plus, you'd be tied up all the time, so it really wouldn't matter. You would just be at the complete disposal of every man that passes through that door. Every shape, every form, every size. No? The idea doesn't appeal to you? And what makes you think that you have a say in this? Oh no, kitten. You lost the privilege of choice the moment you started snitching. Please? Oh, please is not going to be enough. Words don't pay debts. Actions do. But I have to admit, I do like to hear you beg. There's something charming about you, you know? The way you look enraptured whenever your eyes meet mine. Now you flinch every time I brush against you. Or get my mouth close to your ear. Luckily for you, your reactions amuse me. And I have a thing for girls who are loyal beyond reason. It's so fun to bend them over and watch them break. Tell me, kitten, do you wish to be broken by me? To be tied to a desk or a chair in the comfort of one of my chambers, instead of down here in this mouldy basement, and have me spank you until you were a weeping mess? Are you sure? Then why does your body shiver as I run my fingernails over your skin? No answer. You have some of the most amazing breasts I have ever seen. The way that the ropes circle around them, pushing them out even more, is just so aesthetically perfect. What if I were to touch them, pretty girl? Would I hear you cry? Or would I hear you moan? Still no answer. But why don't we find out? Shall we? Oh, don't worry. I'll be gentle. At first. Oh, listen to you. Does my hand gently twirling on your gracious nipples make you feel pleasure? Oh, be honest, kitten. There's no reason to lie. I can read your body as if it were a book open in front of my eyes. And your body is telling me that it's enjoying this treatment profoundly, just as I expected. You can't resist the sweet pleasure that my touch is giving you. Groping on both your breasts with my hands and gently squeezing your hard nipples more and more until... Did that hurt, kitten? I told you I wasn't going to be gentle forever. You still need to learn your place. But I'm ready to bet that your pussy has just turned dripping wet. Shall I take a look? Oh, I love your little noises of protest. And yet, as my eyes stare at your entrance, I can see that I was right. I still haven't touched it, but you're already soaked. No? Don't believe me? Well, maybe if I push a couple of fingers inside and get them covered with wetness, you'll start to accept the truth. That you are no better than any other girl that works here. You are just a little whore, just as much as they are. And those moans that you're trying to hold in, as my fingers gently slide in and out of you, are the very confirmation of my worth. Here, kitten, I'm going to make you taste yourself so you'll know what I'm talking about. Open your mouth. Do as I say, pet. Good girl. Take my fingers into your mouth just like that and suck them clean. Mm-mm-mm. Don't look down. Eyes on me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. How does your excitement taste, kitten? Good, isn't it? I knew a whore like you would recognize such a fine flavor. Now stop sucking. Good. I think I just found myself a very good girl. A brand new pet to train and use as my personal toy. That is how you will repay your debt to me. Oh, little one. Why are you crying? No, no, no. Shh, shh, shh. I don't want to see tears, sweetheart. Look up at me. You have to know something about me. I never put my girls through anything that they are unable to handle. I can see it in you. You'll be able to bear much more than you ever thought you could. Even if you're afraid now, I'll make sure that everything goes okay. So no more tears, little girl. But let me be clear. I will not let this go unpunished. No one takes for me and gives nothing in return. And because of you, I will have the police sniffing around my business for months. Believe me when I say, you will repay every cent and every second of worry this foolish stunt of yours cost me. That's why I'm going to leave you like this for the time being. Oh, it's okay. Let it out. I don't mind hearing you whimper. You're going to be whimpering a lot with me. Whether it be from pain or pleasure, it's entirely up to you. It all depends on how quick you're going to learn your place. But I need to make sure you learn all the rules and what happens to pets who step out of line. You know, kitten, trust is a fragile feeling. You have to understand that once it's broken, it can never be mended. No matter what you do, it's like a little stain of black ink on a white page. It can never be undone. However, you can keep writing, and hopefully, one day you're going to forget that it's there. That's why I'm willing to give you another chance. Instead of cutting off your hands and tongue and sending you back to the rat hole you came from. If I were you, I would be very grateful. Now, can I trust the fact that you're going to be a good girl for me? Do you promise? Can you promise your mistress you'll be a good little kitten? Words, pet. We shall see. Try to save your strength. I'll be back to visit soon. And welcome to your new home, pet. You're one of mine now.